Shem Kol Yisrael, the Holy Son, number teaches us Parshas Balak, Matovo Alecha Yaakov. The Gemara Sanhedrin Daf Kuf Hamid Bet Ita. I'm Rav Yochanan. Rav Yochanan teaches. Min Birchata Shelot Rasha Atalamid Maya Bliba. From the blessing of that wicked one, you could learn what was in his heart, what was Bilam's intention. Bikesh Lomar Shelo Yelohem Batei Knesiyot Batei Midrashiyot. He wanted to curse the Jewish people that they shouldn't have any shuls and any base medrashes. And Rashi says that Hashem switched his intention. He switched the curse to a blessing. He wanted to get rid of the base knesses. But he wasn't given permission, and instead he blessed them. All of his curses end up being curses, except for this idea of the Batei Midrashiyot. So now the Shulam HaNaor has an awesome question. The end of the pasuk, it says, "For God loves you." So what's the connection between having a base Knesset and God expressing His love? So the answer, Shlomer gives us, the idea of blessing and curse, the divine attachment to Hashem. When a Jew is in a state of devikus, of attachment, of consciousness of God, blessing falls upon him. And the curse is when we're disconnected from God. Then the bad things happen. All the bad things that happen is when the tzaddikim stop thinking about God. When we're attached to God, nothing bad can happen. I was learning this idea on the basketball courts, and the guy I was learning with said, "Does that mean that if I think about God all the time, I'll win?" And I said, "I don't know, because maybe Hashem wants you to lose." And I beat him, but I was also thinking about God, so I don't know. Anyways, Matartosha Bilam Aitalanta Tek Vikus Vashemit Barach. Bilam wanted to disconnect us from Vikus. Through this, bad things would happen. That was all of his intention, these two sins of Baal Peor. The sin of Baal Peor. Kamosha Matsinu, the mitzvah tefillin. We find also by the mitzvah tefillin, says Ivano Liniacha Yad Shikanegda Lev. We were supposed to put on the hand, which is the heart, and the head, which is connected the intellect. So there's two ideas of Dvekus, the heart and the head. And Bilam was trying to disconnect us through our heart, i.e., the sexual part, and through our head, i.e., the idolatrous part. Bilam intended on impurifying us, so that we couldn't be connected to Hashem. The chet of Baal Peor was in the brain, and znus was the heart. And they'd be disconnected from their dveikus. And then the curses could fall upon the Jews. And of course, how do we fix these two ideas? Through learning and through davening. Through our brain and through our heart. Through learning Torah, you become purified in your beliefs and thoughts. And tefillah purifies our heart. Gemara says, what's the avod of the heart? That's tefillah. Gemara katav, shifchik amayim libech nochach bnei Hashem. As the pasuk says, pour out your heart like water before Hashem. Through pouring out your heart to God, your mom is putting your heart through a mikvah. Now we understand the pasuk. Of course, the base knesset is a place of davening, and the base medrash is a place of Torah. And they purify the brain and the heart of a Jew, and through this he'll be attached to Hashem. So he wanted to get rid of that the shuls and the batei midrashim. Okay, so we now understand why Bilam wanted to get rid of Dafka the shuls and Dafka the batei midrashiot, the heart and the brain. Kefalt, one more idea. Yesh lo sif. The batei knesiot or batei midrashiot hem hema amoach valif shel klal Yisrael. Umakum hashrat hashchina. Vezeo atikun b'chol mativim shel am Yisrael afilu matza v'yirud biyoter kmo masa egel. If we have that place where the Shechina rests, we can overcome everything. Just like by the body, as long as the heart's working, the body can still overcome its troubles. And that's why the Sitra Achra could not grab on to this, the merkaz of the Shechina. Without our shuls and our batei midrashiot, now that we don't have a Beit HaMikdash, we don't have a chance. So kolach hashichut shel Am Yisrael biyachidu v'tzibor matzu lehem tamid makom nitchazek b'torah v'shvicha siach b'tfilot v'zchot l'sharat hashchina v'beit HaMikdash ma'at. In whatever situation we were in, as an individual or as a tzibor, we always found the Beis Medrash a place to connect to Hashem in our mini Beit HaMikdash. Without batei knesiot and batei midrashiot, it's utter destruction. So Hashem switched it for a blessing. I remember when I was in the army, we had free 5 minutes, and we would mamish run to the base medrash, run to the base knesset to recharge our spiritual batteries. And when you're traveling, it's really when you feel like you need a base medrash, you need a base knesset. But the truth is, we always need our base medrashiot, batei knesiot. I bless us to go there as often as possible in this chus of the bracha of Bilam. Everyone should have an amazing, amazing Shabbat.